And good morning. It is Tuesday, October 19th, 11:06 a.m. Central Time. For those of you just tuning into the Power Hour, I'm your host, Dave Krieger. We were here yesterday for our debut performance as a regular show host. You will find a lot of things that I am saying you may agree with. There may be some things I say you don't agree with. You know the nice thing about talk radio and shows like this? You get to call in and let me know what you're thinking, because you can sit there and think all you want on your end, but nobody else knows what you're thinking unless you call in our toll-free number, 844-769-2944. I promise you I'm friendly. I don't bite. But I do want to hear your civil opinion. Please avoid using epithets like, let's go, Brandon, you know, the other one. Let's try to avoid doing that. I know how upset some of you are, and especially if you're or you or somebody you know is going through a foreclosure or even thinking that they're going to be foreclosed on and are contemplating filing bankruptcy and doing something crazy like that. I definitely want to hear from you. Homeschoolers, welcome to the show. We understand that some of you moms out there that are as dedicated as all get out, better than the teachers in Virginia, obviously, are taking good care of your homeschool kids, and they are actually listening. And we welcome them. I'd like to get some of them to call in, too, because I'd like to find out what they're learning in homeschool. I think it'd be neat. Folks, you need to know that there are several states out here, if you're contemplating to vote with your feet, there are several states out there that you can move to that actually advocate homeschooling. So if you're sick and tired of what we're going to be talking to or talking about in our next hour from noon to one, and for those of you who are monitoring this show live in Central Time, you get to call in on our call-in number. We also have a listen-in line. If you have to be sitting in your cubicle and you want to just, you know, put a phone to your ear and listen the entire time, we actually have a listen-in line at 717-946-6915, select option 2, and that'll put you right in with the program. Now, the nice thing about calling in is that you get to talk. And I'm not going to try to interrupt. You know, we try to make this something that you haven't really engaged in the last 18 months, depending on where you are in the country. Some states did not lock down. God bless those governors for waking up and paying attention, because, you know, we were fed, spoon-fed through the media, a whole bunch of different diatribe and narratives that, if you haven't been to my cloudedtitlesblog.wordpress.com website and enrolled for free, you should. There is an article out there. If you have trust issues, you're not alone. And trust issues is in quotes, because we talk about cognitive dissonance, which is something where the mind refuses to accept something because it sounds too far-fetched. Well, by gosh, by golly, what would happen if the far-fetched really was true? And that's why we have truth seekers like you out there listening to this show. And we appreciate you. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. We certainly need help right now, because apparently, from what everybody's saying, and this is not just Fox News, it's One World News, it's everybody, they're saying this country's in real deep trouble. And people need to be prepared. They need to know what's going on. And again, you know, I reflect on what I was talking about yesterday about some Americans, 31%. That's one-third of the surveyed audience think we're going to have another civil war. Well, in order for that to happen, history has to repeat itself. And for those of you studying history, for my George Satayana, those who are ignorant of or condemned to repeat it mode, understand that certain things had to happen leading up to where states said, we've had enough. It's states' rights. It's not all slavery. A lot of it's states' rights. You're trying to say that it takes, you know, 3 African-American votes to equal one. No. That's not fair. We don't want you coming in and ruling over us. And so they decided to secede, South Carolina being the first, in April of 1861. So you've got to look at your history and decide, is this repeating itself? Lead up to the moment that the secessions started. Looking at the Missouri Compromise of 1850. I mean, go in the history books. This stuff, the new left-wing progressive movement cannot erase. Unfortunately, history is there. It's in the books. As long as you have access to them, this is where it helps you. Because if you don't know your rights, you don't have any. And I'm always advocating research. Research, research, research. Most important. And if you have research and you've got a comment and you want to call me on the 844-769-2944 line and talk about it, please have your research ready so that others can share in it, because this is what we seem to have been missing for the last 18 months is the opportunity to share information. It's very important. It could be detrimental to some people, even though you think that it's minuscule, I don't need to share it. You never know. You know, you might actually benefit somebody with your knowledge and information. So this is why we welcome you to call into the program. And we are going to have some guests today. As a matter of fact, we're going to have this hour, we're going to be talking to Charlene and Ty Bollinger. And these are real frontline fighters in the war on cancer. So we're going to be talking to them in a little bit. But first, you know, there's a lot of things that you don't see and hear that we get from various sources, and you should subscribe to them. And don't believe every single word you read of some of these sources, because sometimes they're so far right wing. I've taken issue with Mike Adams and Brighteon. Some of the stuff he says is just way out there. It sounds like the end of the world's coming and everybody's opening their Bible. And, you know, what we don't want you doing is offing yourself because you think that there's no hope. No, there is hope. If you look in 1 Thessalonians, it's right there. So just understand that, you know, the time comes when the time comes. Until then, we have to learn to exist co-equally and civilly with each other. And so that's one of the reasons why we have open platforms like this, where you get to call in and say hi and tell me what's on your mind. Because like I said, if you've got a story to tell and everybody's got one, nobody knows if you're going to sit there on the phone or not on the phone and calling me and letting me and the rest of our listeners know what's going on in your head. So how would you like the idea? Think about this. The IRS getting into your bank account. Now, we used to have what we call a cash transaction report, a CTR. This is a report that if you withdraw or put in, deposit more than $10,000 into your bank account, that, you know, automatically it triggers, the banks have to trigger a report. It's called part of the Know Thy Customer campaign. So you see, sometimes people, especially the ones who want to remain private, you know, it's nice when you can have a trust set up and open up a trust account, because that way, you know, it pretty much doesn't spell out the sum and substance of everything you do, especially if you have a legacy trust. Everything is pretty much hidden. And it's very rare if you have a legacy trust, and they're very expensive to set up, as I understand it, from talking to some of the brains like Mark Asher, who wrote Asher on Trusts. These are attorneys that have spent years studying the subject matter. As a matter of fact, I went to school with Mark Asher, so it made it very easy to open that door and talk to him about the value of trusts. And so, you know, we talked about other things like the value of the LLC yesterday on our show. The LLC, it works perfectly, especially if you are about to lose your job because you don't want to take COVID and you've got a skill set that you can employ. Well, what a better way to get that done and create some asset protection than set up your own limited liability company. You do, as the CPAs have told me, get up to 75 deductions, whereas a sole proprietor, you only get about 35. And so the one thing I've noticed is about LLCs is you don't get audited as much by the IRS. When you're a sole proprietor, boy, they come after you like, you know, hell hath no fury. It's just one of those things. Well, here from the Hill, the Senate Democrats are expected to roll out an IRS enforcement proposal that's even narrower in scope than a version unveiled earlier this year by the Biden administration following criticism from Republicans and banking groups. Well, folks, you know the banking groups would start screaming bloody murder. Why? Because now they have to spend extra money enforcing these rules. And so if the IRS is going to look into your bank account, they're saying basically if you have accounts that had more than $600 in withdrawals and deposits in a year, the IRS wants to know about it. The Senate wants to know about why are they wanting to dig into your bank account? That's something I'd be calling and yelling at your congressperson and senator about. Because, you see, the thing is that there is a certain aspect of Congress, a certain portion of Congress, if you will, that's out there doing their damnedest to convert us into a socialist state. And, if you know, you can look at socialism all you want. It looks wonderful on paper. But if you try to employ this, and this is now coming from my libertarian thought process, so don't take offense. If you look at socialism on paper, it looks wonderful, but in reality, it's horrible. And it results in the oppressed becoming the oppressors. So you just read the history of Russia and how it turned into the state it's in. read about Nazi Germany. I'm sure that those of you homeschoolers out there that are listening are probably or have probably delved into this. And if you haven't, you should. It'd be a great way to do a book report, folks. It involves research, and you need to do it. You need to look at multiple sources, too. Don't just believe the sources, you know, on the Holocaust. And we do believe that that part of history actually did occur, even though there's a lot of people out there that might try to whitewash it. I still want fact. I still want to know what they know, when they knew it, and where their sources are from. That's what I want to know. So if you're going to call and you got a good argument, I'd love to hear it. That's why we have 844-769-2944 here. So the thing is that the IRS wants to be nosy and get into your bank account. Now, why would that be? Couldn't be part of the Democratic lawmakers' thought process and redistribution of wealth now, would it? Maybe they want to know exactly how many dollars you have in your account so they can kind of tally up. Well, let's see, if we had to close everybody's bank account and take all their money away from them, how much could we get? If everybody's broken living from paycheck to paycheck, not much. And I know there's a lot of you out there that are. There's a lot of you listeners out there that obviously now are fairly well off. And there's a lot that, you know, basically have to depend on the government through Social Security. I call it social insecurity to help you out because we don't know how long that's going to be around. As I mentioned yesterday, I talked to Congressman Greg Stube and he said Social Security may not be around in 2 years. It may be gone. We're so concerned about turning our country into a progressive socialist state, we're kind of forgetting that the Medicare and all of these other programs are into the hole, into the trillions. So having the IRS delve into the account is kind of like an invasion of privacy. But see, when you engage in the banking system and the bank has a contract with the government under USC 12 and 31, what do you expect is going to happen? When you open an account, how many people know? Raise your hands if you know. That's a sight gag, folks. How many people know that when you deposit money into your bank account, it becomes the property of the bank? How many knew that? Raise your hand. If you didn't know, don't worry. I can't see you. Just understand that there are certain things that most people don't read when they open a bank account, exactly what the terms and conditions are. If they knew, they wouldn't. They'd stay so far away from the banking system. And, you know, this is why we have barter networks, folks. This is another good reason why communities are important to set up. It is nice to get to know your neighbors, know how they think, whether you share commonalities. I mean, these are the things that, you know, we focus on now because it's the most important for us in our mission to say no to government intrusion in our lives. The Biden administration also, this morning from American Thinker, is threatening to make Navy SEALs resisting the vax repay all of their training costs. Here's somebody that basically is U.S. government property. You have a contract with the United States government. I served during NAM. I raised my hand and I swore an oath to protect the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and what? If you said domestic, you were right. Domestic. What does that mean? Does that mean that there are people out there that might be against the Constitution of the United States? Yes, that's what it means. Obviously, our founding fathers wouldn't have put it in there, right? That's history, folks. It tells us a lot. History tells us an awful lot. And if we're not paying attention, we are going to repeat it. And so when you have all these people out there buying guns and ammunition, they're doing it for a reason. They either think that there's going to be a world food shortage and the neighbors are not going to be able to go to the grocery store and find out that, you know, the old Mother Hubbard syndrome, so to speak. They're going to see the cupboards are bare, and they're going to go looking for food. This is the same kind of thing that the EMP committee found out, is that if we were ever to be sent back into the Dark Ages, and I point at China's new testing of this supersonic missile, and it got past the United States intelligence community until after it was over, if they were to launch a nuke overhead 275 miles in the atmosphere over the center of the United States, like Kansas City, for example, my old stomping grounds. Part of the problem with them setting that off is it would literally put America back into the Dark Age. Now, I don't know. Some people have said, oh, it's a Stone Age. No, we already have fire. We already had water. We already have sources of stuff. You know, we're a little bit more advanced than the Neanderthals and people that existed at the time of the dinosaurs, even if they did. But the thing is that most people need to understand that if you're in the Dark Ages, it's kind of like medieval times. And you remember how crazy those were. If you watch Game of Thrones and stuff like that, that's not too far off the beaten path. They had to get those storylines from somewhere. And so they had to look into history and see how the old world survived. And that's pretty much what you're facing. So, you know, my first thought was, gee, you know, how many devices in your home do you depend on for electricity? And now you look at the prices of electricity and where they're going, we're talking a serious choke point for a lot of people. And that's something you got to keep in mind. You know, and now here we have the Biden administration wanting our service members who don't want to get vaccinated repay all their training costs. Well, how do you put, how do you account for that? What are the training costs? So, you know, this is part of a problem with Navy SEALs. And he, apparently Ryan Zink, who is a former SEAL, appropriately criticized the plan on Facebook, and he's President Trump's Interior Secretary. So he basically says, our nation's best don't sign up to be a Navy SEAL to cash in on our training years later. We give a blood oath to fight for freedom and defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and what? Ha, did you think domestic? You were right. In doing so, we bear a burden of emotional, psychological, physical, and family stress of constant deployments and low pay because we love our country. Shame, Mr. President, for not recognizing the service and sacrifice and further insulting SEALs by making this all about money. Yes, this is a problem, folks. When we have commanders in chief or commanders in thief, whatever you want to call them, Hair Sniffer Joe, the problem that I've got with this entire aspect with the military is cancel culture and all of this other junk that they're trying to teach them. It may end up playing first fiddle to the Constitution because a long time ago, and this is back in the 80s, they did a survey of people who were serving in the military in Camp Pendleton. And out of all those who were asked, would you turn your weapon on an American citizen? 25% of them said they would if ordered to by their superior. So you got to wonder, first off, why is the United States government asking the military if they would shoot their own? I mean, these people swore to protect and serve much the way the police departments are. And because of a couple of issues, we have rioters out burning buildings. They've made George Floyd their poster child, which that's really hard to understand, especially when you're hopped up on fentanyl. A lot of the truth does not come out. They sit there for 9 or 10 minutes videotaping a cop rather than calling for his supervisor. I mean, there's a lot of arguments, pro and con, we can make for why this Marxist movement began. And you notice the Marxist movement, if you've been following the news headlines, actually fleeced all of their followers, and some people enriched themselves off of it, especially Patrice Cullors with four different properties in California. It's just amazing what you can do when you rally the troops, and it's all based on emotion and not common sense. Half the stuff, if you analyzed what the progressive left is trying to pull off, turning our country into a Marxist state, will not work. And you know why it won't work? Because Americans are too heavily armed. That's why it won't work. We all have guns, and when it comes time, and you've seen the T-shirts out there, come take it. You know, so, I mean, when the time comes, the question you must ask yourself is, are you going to die for what you believe in? That's an interesting thing to talk about. I've heard some stuff floating around the internet and around BitChute and Brighteon and various other things talking about the vaccine mandates, talking about cancer and how the cancer viruses were put in the polio vaccine. We've heard a whole lot of different things yet to be verified. A lot of people have done an extensive amount of research on that. For those of you country stars out there, here's a guy that I know I've actually met, and I did a sound for him at a concert up in Kansas one year. Travis Tritt is refusing to play venues with a vaccine requirement. He says he's putting his money where his mouth is. Oh, you gotta love it. This is from Breitbart saying that Travis has said, you know, he says he won't, anybody wants to stick that swab up his nose, nope, sorry, playing there. He doesn't want to play any place that says you got to have proof you were vaccinated or have a negative PCR test. It's like those PCR tests didn't work in the first place. And yet, how much money did we spend paying China for something China created? We knew this a year ago, folks. It isn't just the Cold War with a hypersonic missile test that we have to worry about. China's expecting another COVID outbreak. And then when you have to worry about people with pre-existing conditions that have all of this stuff going on, and then to have to be exposed to this virus, which has, by the way, a very high rate of recovery, those who actually have done the research understand that this vaccine could make them not only terminally ill, it could disable them with prion diseases. And if you can't, if you don't know what a prion disease, that's P-R-I-O-N, that's something that affects the brain. It's a neurological disorder or a set of them. There right now are about 30 different adverse reactions besides death that could occur as a result of taking the jab. There have been lawsuits filed by the frontline doctors claiming 45,000 people have died due to the vaccine. They took the vaccine, the flu vaccine, off the market after 53 people were reported dead. Now here we have one that's killing 45,000 people. Well, now the numbers to me have not been brought to the true number of what we think is going on. And from my sources, I'm hearing upwards of 200,000 are dead because of the vaccine. Now, why wouldn't a country care enough if 53 people died and they canceled the flu virus or the flu vaccine? Why is it, if they cared enough to do that, why is it they're allowing all the rest of these people to die and still encouraging the vaccine and watching people have adverse events occur? Some of them death. That'd be they drop dead right after that or hours later. Chad from North Carolina brought up the fact that, you know, that it looks like a delayed reaction kind of thing. I said, yeah, you know, you're right about that. Because some people may live for a year or two before they start feeling it. You have to look at the magnetic hydrogel that's inside that vaccine. Trust me, I've done a ton of research on this. I've talked about it on my other radio show, but this right here, we're going to have a chance to talk about cancers and all sorts of other great things. Coming up, we have Ty and Charlene Ballinger on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today. Hi, this is Jay with the Power Mall. Stock up now on your winter wellness essentials from OptiVita Health with our buy two, get one 50% off sale. Save on OptiVita Silver Liquid, Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, vitamin C, vitamin D, super krill oil, and don't forget your silver spray accessory kit. Shop the sale until October 31st. To order, visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Yes, once again, welcome to the Power Hour. Dave Krieger joining you. We're at the bottom of the hour, and it's wonderful if you're live and joining us here Central Time. We're on from 11 to 1, and you can hear us archived if you missed the show. Oh, it's not bad. It really isn't. We actually put an archived version together for you on thepowerhour.com that you can go listen to, and this is why we have such a huge audience. And, you know, we discuss a lot of things that are extremely important having to do with economic, political, survival, and, you know, also health. Because if you're going to survive, you need to stay healthy, right? Well, what happens when you find out that there are misconceptions about certain things in life, like what kills more than COVID, cancer? What happens when you find out things that don't make sense? And you need a little more help and research, and you need people out there that are coming forward and speaking the truth about what's really going on. We just happen to have such a guest with us. Ty Bollinger, you're here with us on the Power Hour. Welcome.
Dave, thanks for having me on today, brother. Looking forward to our chat here.
You bet. Well, now we have, I want to tell you, in a couple of days, for those of you who want to go online, and there is an event. The online live event of 2021, Reclaiming America, Health, Freedom, and Personal Liberty. And you can watch it free on your computer or mobile device. And, Ty, tell me a little bit about that. You're going to be there, right?
Yeah, I'm actually, my wife, Charlene, and I are the hosts of this event. It's called TTAC Live. It's our fourth annual live event where we get together health experts and researchers and scientists and people that are just wanting to maintain their own personal liberty. A lot of those this year, a lot of patriots here. And it's a live event here in Nashville, Tennessee. We are sold out, so we have over 2,000 attendees coming, so we're sold out. But the good news is, as you just mentioned, Dave, people can watch it online. And all they have to do to watch it online for absolutely free is go to TTAC Live. That stands for The Truth About Cancer, TTACLive.tv. And they can sign up there, and we'll send you a viewing link every day because we're going to live stream it for free. So pretty exciting. It's going to be a really powerful conference, and it's the first time in our history that we've gotten together not just the doctors and the scientists and the researchers in health, but also these patriots that are fighting to maintain our freedom here in this country.
That's a good thought. And it's work in progress, obviously, because there's a lot of people out there that are very confused about taking the vax, not taking the vax, whether or not this vaccine has stuff in there that could promote cancer. And now the people, I don't know if you know about Ty and Charlene, his wife, but they are founders of The Truth About Cancer. And after losing several family members, including their own parents, your parents, you basically refuse to accept the notion that chemotherapy, radiation, surgery actually work as an effective treatment.
Yeah.
So you started doing the research.
started doing the research, Dave, and started learning back, this is back in the 90s, started learning that there was an active campaign in the United States to suppress cancer treatments that worked. They were outside of what we call the big three, you know, the surgery, chemo, and radiation. Anything natural was being suppressed. Doctors would say it's quackery, and they're taught that it's quackery in medical school, but the reality is there are a lot of natural treatments that work better than chemo and radiation surgery. We just didn't know about them, and so I really believe that Mom and Dad and all my other family members that died, they died because of censorship of information, which is the same problem we have today. Information's being censored. People don't know they have options, and so they're not as healthy as they could be if they knew about them.
Wow. So when you started doing your research, what was the first thing? I mean, were there any misconceptions that you had to put aside or things that just kind of like, oh, all of a sudden it's like, oh, I've uncovered these shocking facts. What'd you run into when you first started your research?
Yeah, you know, the craziest thing for me, Dave, was, you know, I grew up in a family that totally believed in going to the doctor anytime you had any kind of an issue. And so I just believe that doctors knew everything and began to realize that there's a lot of things that my doctor didn't know. And there was a lot of things that many doctors don't know. And I didn't understand why they didn't know about these treatments. And it all went back to the Flexner Report of 1910, where the Rockefellers and the Carnegies co-opted the medical school curriculum in the United States. And that really answered the question for me, why does my doctor not know about these treatments that work so well and are being used all over the world, but being kind of suppressed here in the United States? That really explained it. And I was blown away that, you know, we go back over 100 years and they co-opted the medical school curriculum. And when you change the education, you change the outcome. And that's why your doctors don't know. Doctors are very intelligent people in large part, very smart people to get through all the education that they have to practice medicine. And so that was what really blew me away, was why the doctors don't know.
That's interesting because, you know, I used to rib my attorney all the time to ask him if he was still practicing law. And he said, yeah, I'm still practicing law. I said, well, call me when you're doing it for real.
Practicing,
so, you know, I kind of want to ask that of doctors, too. It's like, okay, you came up with that diagnosis where, and what big pharma company just sent you on a junket to pimp this drug on me? You know, that's the first thing that enters my mind, of course. That's my libertarian motif entering into the picture.
Yeah.
I'm trying to quell that idea, but it just keeps popping into the forefront that, am I taking the right drug? Is this drug good for me? And when, I'll tell you what, if I found out that I had cancer, chemo, and the radiation would be the last things I'd be doing.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, Dave. I'm telling you. And look, people are not sick because they're deficient in pharmaceutical drugs or they're deficient in chemotherapy. That's not the reason they're sick. These are Band-Aids at best, but that's not the root cause of the illness. They're lacking nutrition. They're being they're overly toxic. They've been exposed to something that's causing this cellular damage in their body. But it's not because they're deficient in pharmaceutical drugs. I was in the gym the other day. I have a gym here at my house, and my little 11-year-old daughter was with me. Her name's Charity. And we watched one of the commercials on TV, and it's one of those drug commercials where you've got the butterflies and the beautiful family at the lake for the first half of the commercial, and the second half of the commercial is the guy reading real fast all the side effects of the drug. And she looked at me, she goes, Daddy, why would any doctor prescribe that to anyone? I'm like, hey, that's wisdom from the words of a child.
You got to love that. Kids say the darndest things, just like what Art Linkletter said a long time ago. And here I go dating myself, folks. You know, for those of you that understand, you know, a lot of people have had, you know, and we had some BitChute stuff come out on the internet, on the cell phones, rather, that we're talking about cancer and the fact that it's, you know, cancer germs or whatever were injected into the polio vaccine. What do you know about that?
Well, yeah, actually, there was a lot of research being done down in New Orleans at that time. Dr. Mary Sherman was working on weaponizing cancer, apparently in an effort to potentially assassinate Castro. But we learned later that the polio vaccine, largely due to some of this research, the polio vaccine lots back at that time were contaminated with simian virus 40, SV40, which is monkey virus. And even, you know, CDC has come out and the American Cancer Society has said, yeah, it's likely several hundred thousand cases of non-Hodgkin lymphoma were caused by the simian virus 40 somehow it was cultured in monkey tissue. And so this monkey virus got into the vaccines and caused cancer. cancer in hundreds of thousands of people. That's openly admitted now. So, you know, and that's not the only link that we've seen with vaccines and cancer. But that was one of the things that initially got us started after we began to produce documentary films on cancer. Then we produced documentary films on vaccines as well, and that was the link that got me researching the vaccines, because I didn't know a lot about vaccines. You know, I grew up getting vaccinated for everything that we needed to. There was a lot less vaccines back then, but didn't know anything about the toxicity of vaccines, the potential dangers, the risk-benefit analysis, what's called informed consent. But that, the polio vaccine, is what got us down that rabbit hole, actually.
Sure. And the thing is that most people do not understand that each state in the union has an actual legal definition of what a vaccine is. And most of those definitions, and Ty, you're probably well aware of this after having done your research, have to do with preventative steps. And I just don't see that in this day and age. I see more of a eugenics campaign being waged against the American people, as well as the rest of the world, in an attempt to reduce the global population, courtesy of the World Economic Forum and other entities out there. What's your take on that?
I have to agree with you, man. I mean, what other conclusion can you draw from this? It's, you know, number one, let's look at this coronavirus, these coronavirus vaccines. Number one, they don't really fit the definition of a vaccine. They're the genetic therapy. They don't create the antibody response that a vaccine's supposed to. I mean, these are literally mRNA vaccines that take a message into your genetic code and change the way that you produce spike protein. It's not a vaccine. But I mean, when we look at the sheer number of deaths that have been reported after injection with the COVID vaccine since the first of this year, it should blow people's minds. Let me go into a couple of numbers here. So back in 1990-ish time period, the government created what's called a Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. It's on the CDC website, VAERS reports. And this is adverse events reported after being injected with the vaccine. For the first 30 years in existence, from 1990 till 2020, there were a little bit over 4,100 reports of people that died after receiving a vaccine, and that's all the vaccines on the CDC schedule. Since the first of this year, 2020, until last month, there have been over 16,000 people that died after receiving the COVID vaccine. That's four times the total number of deaths and since 1990 from all vaccines. If that doesn't make you stand up and wonder what is going on with this, then nothing will. And that's why I say, how can you conclude anything that maybe this is part of a eugenics, you know, depopulation agenda? I don't know.
Right. Well, and see, this is where cognitive dissonance kicks in, because it's very difficult to understand why the government would be out. And I'm talking en masse, because this is not just one person's brainchild. This is a collective entity out there controlling the narrative and what is going on to get people to take a shot that could eventually kill them. And as I brought up on the show yesterday, Ty, Dr. Michael Yaden, who was the former chief science officer and VP of Pfizer, has been posting stuff online, coming out and saying, look, if you take this jab, you're going to be dead within 3 years. And he's pleading with people not to take it. So, I mean, obviously, if you've got Pfizer's own people leaving the company because they get a conscience, and you've got people like Judy Mikovits. Here's another thing, after having interviewed Dr. Judy and having dinner with her and talking to her about this whole thing. And I said, look, here's a problem. They targeted you. They came after you because you were telling the truth. This is what they do, folks. It's called demonization. And they don't do anything based on fact. They do it based on emotion. And this is what the government is good at. The DOJ is good at. They like to demonize people they don't agree with and they don't want out there. And you were talking about all those other people, the disinformation dozen. Is that what you called them?
Well, that's what the about 6 or 8 months ago, there's a group out of England called the Center for Countering Digital Hate, is what they call themselves, the CCDH. And they came out with a list of 12 people, actually 13. They don't count very well. There was 13, because Charlene, my wife, and I were included. There's 13 of us, including Bobby Kennedy, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Judy Mikovits, and so forth. All these people that are sharing the truth about vaccines, literally, like Dr. Yaden, right? One of Pfizer's chief scientists. You guys got Dr. Malone, who created the mRNA vaccine technology, coming out and saying this is very, very dangerous. And he's, by the way, being censored by Facebook fact checkers, like they know anything about mRNA when he created the technology. But yeah, they came out with a disinfo dozen and put out basically a hit list of people that needed to be silenced. So isn't it ironic, Dave, that the Center for Countering Digital Hate puts out a hate list and calls for us to be silenced? And the reality is all we're doing is sharing data that's found on the CDC's website.
Correct. And isn't that something that you're getting data from the government, but you're also comparing, and this is something that I'm finding out now in the back end of things, there are certain entities now that are researching the actual Medicare reporting system, because now they're finding out that we're into the 200,000 dead range of this COVID vaccine, all because of the fact they started relying on not just the CDC, but the Medicare statistics that were coming in were just totally alarming, and they have been covering this up ever since, because they need to make sure everybody gets that booster shot. Everybody gets whatever shots are required. They don't care who they are, whether they're first responders. Look, if you kill all the first responders, fire and police, and all the federal government workers, what do you have left? Who's going to run the country?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And
Care
you know, you're
Sniffle
right,
Joe? I mean, who's going to run the country?
You know, and look, the Medicare statistics are alarming, and Attorney Thomas Rentz is representing several CDC whistleblowers that have come out and testified under oath that the CDC is actively scrubbing the VAERS database to make it look like there's not as many adverse events as there really are, including deaths. So, 200,000 plus deaths as opposed to what they reported, 16,000.
And these are the ones that actually, when they came in, we're less than 14 days, and these statistics are not included. The 14-day window is like, okay, if you've had your second shot, and what most people don't understand, which, Ty, you probably already know, is that the first shot is only like a half dose. The second shot's the full whammy. And once you get that second shot, I mean, a friend of mine got his second Pfizer shot and was dead in 4 days. Went to his funeral, full military honors. Like, who made this available to you? Well, the VA did. They called him up and said he can come get his vaccines now. Well, the guy is like on Social Security. It's like, okay, now why are they trying to eliminate all these people? There's got to be some financial and political repercussions behind all of this. But when I start seeing the numbers and I start seeing the fact that the VAERS website is so difficult to report on because the hoops they make you jump through, it's no wonder nobody is spending any time on there.
Yeah, they make it, they hide it in plain sight, but they make it very difficult to access with the CDC's VAERS website. If you go to openvaers.com, it's a little easier to navigate, openvaers.com. You can get the statistics a little bit better. They're clearly scrubbing deaths, and they're clearly saying, it's just total cognitive dissonance, as you mentioned earlier. You know, you had a friend that died, you know, days after receiving the second dose. I mean, I'm reading about this every day. I have friends, I have a good friend out in Arizona. He said, yeah, my brother just got the second dose. He died the next day. I'm reading stories about even teenagers dying within hours of receiving. And every time, this is just the cognitive dissonance. The media tells us, well, it was a reaction to this, or it was a COVID. It was a bad case of COVID. And it's like, no, it was the vaccine. The vaccine killed him. I mean, if somebody goes into a house with a hammer and walks out a few minutes later with a bloody hammer, and you go in the house and somebody's laying dead with a hammer, you know, a hole in their head, you can deduce that they probably got killed by somebody hitting them in the head with a hammer. But we're not doing that same logical deduction with the vaccine. Somebody goes in totally healthy for a second dose of a vaccine and they're dead within a day. Nobody's saying that's the vaccine because it doesn't fit the narrative.
And amazing about narratives, isn't it? And this is one of the reasons why I posted all these narratives on my blog site, folks, for you to read, cloudedtitlesblog.wordpress.com. It's called If You Have Trust Issues, You're Not Alone, because everybody is trying to rationalize through the very narratives that Ty and I are discussing right now here on the Power Hour. So when you started putting, Ty, this research together, and you looked and found evidence to support the allegation that the war on cancer is a fraud, and that everything they're doing, collecting money at the cash registers and the grocery stores for cancer is all just a joke, that they're basically spending them on, frivolous things and not really doing the research. What's your take on all this?
Yeah, I mean, cancer's a big business. Cancer's a huge business. You know, when you look at the American Cancer Society, for instance, you know, we're in October now. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and everybody's running for the cure and jogging for the cure and walking for the cure and all this. And those are, they're good people that are doing this, the jogging and the walking and the running. And these are people that are out that have moms and grandmoms and sisters that have breast cancer, and they're trying to do what they can to help them. So I'm not talking about them at all, because that's just what they know. But at the top levels of this is a money-making scam. You know, the American Cancer Society, once they collect this money, I mean, if you look back, you can pull their financial statements, you know, because they're a charity. You can pull their financials online. You can see how much money is actually given or used to fund research in any given year. And you look over the last decade, you know, the most is going to be around 15% of the funds that are generated are used for cancer research. The rest is used for fundraising and travel and this and that. And it has nothing to do, administrative overhead, bonuses, you know, millions of dollars in bonuses. So it has nothing to do with solving the riddle of cancer, which we actually have already solved with a lot of natural things that God's put here that have anti-cancer effects. So it's really about generating a constant stream of money to fund this huge these huge mega corporations that are making a living off of cancer. More people are making a living, believe it or not, making a living off of cancer than dying off of it, and that's the pharmaceutical companies.
Well, it sure is. You know, we know Big Pharma is pretty much running the shift show. Our problem, you know, you've been basically blacklisted, as has a number of other people, and you're all going to be at this, you know, consortium of individuals, including, you know, one of the keynote speakers, folks, is Dr. Edward Group of Global Healing, and you can find some of these products on the Power Mall. We've had Dr. Group on a number of times. And so, you know, this is the thing. When they have these kinds of events and you can dial in and listen, this is another great way to get research, folks. Most of everything I've heard so far, besides things that they've done in Germany with ozone therapy and the Rife machine with Royal Raymond Rife, mm-hmm. You know, we're very familiar with these type of homeopathic devices and remedies. Some of them we use ourselves. And they treat more than just cancer, but the nice thing about it is that diet, obviously, what people don't understand is because of the way cancer acts, guess what feeds it? Sugar. Would you agree with that, Ty?
Absolutely. Sugar, cancer is an obligate glucose metabolizer. That's a fancy phrase for saying cancer loves to eat sugar. It's the sugar is the primary fuel because cancer cells are anaerobic. They don't generate energy via oxygen, which our normal cells do any longer. They've kind of morphed into a cell that generates energy anaerobically without oxygen, and the chief nutrient for that is sugar. They ferment sugar. So absolutely, cancer loves sugar. That's why when you see these cancer patients that are in these typical oncological wards and are taking this chemo poison, and they look like concentration camp victims because they're so skinny, and then they get out and the oncologist has a big bowl of candy at the front desk and says, hey, grab a few pieces of candy for a pick-me-up, then not only are they destroying their immune system with the chemo, then they're further compromising them with cancer-causing sugar. So, I mean, it's just like a double whammy when you go into these oncological wards. And it's like, don't they understand that they are sentencing some of these people to death because they tell them, it doesn't matter what you eat, you're losing weight, like, go get some ice cream, eat all the calories you can. They're actually fueling their cancer while they're destroying their immune system with chemotherapy. It's horrible. Yeah. And I'm not blaming the oncologists. They just don't know. They were never educated properly in medical school about what cancer is and how to treat it naturally. And it goes back to the Flexner Report of 1910, when drug-intensive medicine took prevalence and natural medicine took a backseat. And actually, in 1913, I don't know if you know this, Dave, but the American Medical Association created their own internal department, which they called the Propaganda Department. And that was the first time that the word quack was used in the United States to refer to a medical professional, and they began to call all naturopaths and homeopaths and herbalists and chiropractors quacks because they weren't pushing drugs.
Yeah, see, and that, and all this entire diatribe reminds me, you know, especially giving candy to a chemo patient, it's like, here's Johnny.
Yeah.
I envision Jack Nicholson coming through the door, you know, and he's got a bowl of candy, you know, happy Halloween. You know, so
know.
This is what people have to deal with, folks. You got to deal with the truth. And sometimes the truth is very difficult to accept, and that's why we talk a lot about diet and a lot about I don't ingest gobs and gobs of sugar. As we get older, we should know better, right?
Yep. And you're right, Dave. Diet's so important. As a matter of fact, it is probably the primary determining factor whether somebody recovers from a cancer diagnosis or not. I was in Asia a few years ago. We did a documentary called Eastern Medicine, and we traveled to 7 countries in Asia. And I think it was when we were in either Taiwan or in Singapore. I can't remember where I talked to this lady, but she was a breast cancer survivor, and she had been told that she had, 30 days, 6 weeks, whatever, to live. The typical, death sentence from an oncologist that don't know what they're doing because they don't know how to treat cancer properly. And they said, we got to start you on chemo immediately. You're going to die probably, but let's do chemo just to see if we can give you an extra month. And she told them, she says, give me a few weeks. I want to try a few things, and I want to change my diet so I feel like I can take the chemo better and it doesn't, I don't have the side effects from the chemo. So she literally, for 30 days, Dave, she went to a raw diet, no animal products, just eating organic fruits, vegetables, detoxifying, sweating, and so forth. Went back to start her chemo a month later, and the oncologist did a scan and said, we can't find any cancer. It's gone. And so literally in 30 days, and I'm not saying this is going to happen every time, but they're like, we don't know what happened. And then I'm like, you know what happened? She went on a healthy diet, and the diet, giving her body the proper fuel, turned the cancer around. It reversed the cancer. But that's the power of eating a clean diet.
Isn't that amazing? All right, so while we have a limited time here left over before we hear the infamous bumper music, I wanted to find out at least, give me the where you're going to be at here in Nashville coming up. Go into that a little
We'll
bit.
Be at the Gaylord Opryland Resort this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 22nd, 23rd, 24th. People, it's sold out, but if you want to watch it online, you go to TTACLive.tv, and register to watch for free.
Sounds good. Now, folks, you can find this information on thepowerhour.com. So if you weren't writing so fast because we gave you this information, our dutiful and wonderful producers of the show are making sure that that information is posted. I looked at it yesterday. Very, very thorough out there, gang. It's great. You're doing a wonderful job. Ty Bollinger, thanks so much for being on the Power Hour, and good luck with your convention up there.
Hey, thanks so much, Dave. God bless you, brother. Keep up the good work.
God bless you, too. There you go, Ty Bollinger, folks. We're going to be back at the top of the hour with Heidi St. John. Oh, you don't want to miss that. We're going to talk about all the nasty things those school boards are doing to you.
Strange replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall.
Paramol. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.